This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, December 28th, Single-Minded Devotion. Our reading comes from John chapter 1 and chapter 3. Now this was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah, the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. John 3. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one. He must become greater. I must become less." Nothing deterred this wilderness preacher from his single-minded devotion to Jesus. From the beginning, John made clear that he was not the Messiah. His ministry was about pointing people to Jesus. When Jesus came to John to be baptized, John's voice rang out, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Neither petty arguments nor the fact that his followers left him to follow Jesus caused John to lose focus. He simply said, "He must become greater. I must become less." I love the words of John 3:29, which say, "John was full of joy because he had heard the bridegroom's voice." At this time of year, children and adults often ask, "What did you get for Christmas?" How quickly we lose focus on Jesus, who came to give us salvation. Instead, we think of ourselves and the things we have or don't have. Ask yourself today, "Am I full of joy because I've heard the Savior's voice?" One day Jesus will return. Then all who've heard his voice and have faith in him as the Savior will join with God's people singing, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory." What a day that will be. Pray with me. Dear Lord, help me to avoid getting caught up in my own interests and other distractions. Guide me daily to stay focused on Jesus and his amazing love, now and until he returns. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.